Good morning and welcome to another Actively podcast. It's 6:30 in the morning and today Actively is literally going around the globe. My name is Suzanne and I am the early bird at Actively. My guest today is Elaine Purser, joining us from the land down under from Australia's capital, Canberra. Elaine, welcome to the Actively Get to Know the Activist session. I'm super thrilled to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Elaine, you are a people development expert and the working mom of two girls and soon to have your third baby. So first of all, happy International Women's Day. Obviously, you just got through it. Was it a good day?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Wonderful. So Elaine, just for our audience, we know each other because you're a very close friend of my daughter and you're also the godmother of a grandson of mine. I'm very proud of that. And Elaine, having lived and worked in a few different countries, including Google's London office before settling down in Australia, you have so much to bring to the table when it comes to working with people. So we are very much looking forward to getting to know about you. I'm really excited and so grateful you've decided to become an activist at Actively as a network partner in Australia. Perhaps could you briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your areas of expertise, Elaine?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm a mum of two girls with another baby on the way. So like many women, I've been balancing motherhood and work for 4 years now. And you certainly learn how to multitask and be efficient.
Yeah. Totally.
So that's kind of my personal background. As you mentioned, I have lived and worked in quite a few different countries. Professionally, I've been a part of a few different international HR and training roles. That's in Switzerland and in the UK and in Australia and across several different sectors as well. So private, not-for-profit and government. So as you mentioned, most notably, probably my most valuable experience was in London at the Google offices where I worked in people operations there, which was just so great being on the cutting edge of best practice. And that is something that I've really wanted to bring to the next organizations that I've worked for, mostly in the not-for-profit sector. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently working as a private consultant based here in Australia, mostly with clients in Sydney and in Canberra. I work on developing leadership and team training and coaching programs mostly, but I have experience in the past with performance management, workforce planning. At the moment, I'm feeling particularly passionate about trying to help organizations with managing remote workers and flexible workplaces and teams, which is something that I've always kind of had being in the tech sector before, but it's obviously pretty important for most organizations in this new world that we're in.
So we both know how essential purpose is to all of us, particularly in the work area. So what is your purpose, or in other words, Elaine, why are you doing what you're doing?
That's a great question and an important one for, I guess, all people to ask themselves. Mm-hmm. So as I've mentioned, I've worked in a lot of different sectors, private, government, not-for-profit. And the commonality really is that, look, no organization is perfect. We hopefully know those times when work is really good and really rewarding and fulfilling, even fun. But on the flip side, work can also be really hard and frustrating. And I think most of the frustrations that people feel at work aren't necessarily with the work itself, although of course that can be an issue too. It's with the way that we're managed or the people that we manage ourselves. It's relational and, you know, can also flow into the way that our organizations are structured and that kind of thing. So my hope or purpose is really that good HR and that, you know, through how I can help organizations with their HR to equip workplaces to be closer to that first ideal of work, where work can be really good and really rewarding when it's well structured and well managed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that involves equipping people with the right organizational structures and frameworks and people skills and leadership skills. That's both self-leadership and leadership of others to achieve this. And again, this is especially challenging at the moment in this new sort of remote work and distributed teams world.
Yeah, I'm totally, absolutely with you. We are dealing with that too. And I think it's also especially challenging for the leadership approach of people. They're not used to work remote and lead remote, right? So, okay, that's very interesting. So most important, Elaine, I'm wondering, maybe you could tell us more about your values in working with people, because you just said about the frame and the tech side, but you mentioned also it's about rewarding workplaces at the end for everyone. So could you share your thoughts about your values then?
There's so much that I could say about this, but I think I'll kind of just stick with one main value, I guess, that overrides it for me. And that I think the key word is really holistic. So mm-hmm. people are holistic and organizations are holistic. Mm-hmm. You know, so for people, I know it sounds cliche, but they bring their whole selves to work, and that is the truth. So we need to work an understanding who are the people that work in our organizations, not just their work talents and how they, you know, kind of fit into the job description, but actually understanding their personalities and what motivates them. And every team and every leader is different. So a big value of mine is trying to understand who my clients are, and helping their teams to understand each other. That's a lot of what I try to do. And then the second point is that organizations are holistic. So in the same way that people are, everything is interconnected in an organization. So from your vision and your mission to your org structure, recruiting, training, performance management, succession planning, all those things have to be in alignment, and they have to be seen as a whole, not kind of siloed off as they often are. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to help organizations to have best practice in regards to all of these things, but not just in a generic way that kind of takes, oh, look, here's what we did at Google, let's just do that here. You know, that doesn't work. Every organization has a unique culture and a unique set of people. So it's trying to tailor best practice to what their organization actually needs and wants mm-hmm. to achieve.
Yeah, there are really specific needs. And I also see that all the time when we're doing Great Place to Work awards, you know, in Switzerland, and Google is taking part in it, then it's always the winner, of course. But that's really something we could look at as best practice, as inspiration also for other companies. But I'm totally with you when you're saying, yeah, well, this is great, but it's not fitting for all the companies, and especially maybe also the smaller ones, they would struggle to go with all the programs that Google has.
Not every organization can afford to feed their employees for free, right?
exactly. That's just one benefit out of many, I think. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm totally with you with this holistic approach, and that's what we are doing at Actively too. So we try to go first into the personality of people to see if they're even in the best place, right, where they are, and how they could work together seamlessly. So that this is really a big challenge and very demanding to get that in an ideal system at the end. Yeah. So earlier I mentioned that you have exposure working in several different countries, so including Switzerland, and you said it yourself, and Zurich in particular. How did that come, Elaine?
So with Zurich, I actually studied over there during university. I'm half German. I mean, my German's not fabulous.
Let's try later.
No, let's not. So as a part of my research work in international studies and HR, I was over at the University of Zurich. And then I worked for the Austrian government for a little while after that. And then through some connections, I ended up interviewing for a job at Google Zurich. Mm-hmm. As you probably know, there's a big engineering head of Europe, Middle East and Africa engineering is there. But in the end, I was put in the London office. But most of my team was still based in Zurich. So I kind of ended up working in both places quite a lot anyway, being able to keep up the connection with Switzerland, which was really wonderful for me. So it's really exciting to be able to reconnect with Zurich through Actively, because yeah, it's a place that I understand. It's very close to my heart. And I really understand the expat community there, I guess, having been part of it for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to offer some personal coaching or HR consultancy sessions over Zoom, just working with the time differences. You know, it's not too impossible. and I'm hoping that this will be especially useful, as I said, to expats over there who might like someone who has had a bit of experience in that world and is a native English speaker too.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And that's a real good new offer of Actively to connect people with Australia and with you, Elaine, which is very, very exciting. And also, there is more to expect from you, offering services when someone is living in Canberra, Sydney, or somewhere in between, isn't it? So what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I run my own HR consultancy here in Australia as well. Again, mostly focused on team and leadership development, but again, I do have experience in other areas of HR. And so we'd love to connect with anybody who's closer here, who's closer here too. So yeah, really looking forward to the new opportunities through Actively and my own work here.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with our listeners and for the very inspiring conversation. We are very much looking forward to working with you. And personally, I'm looking forward to many exciting collaborations and also within the growing Actively team, right? So happy to have you on board. Thank you very much. Take care and talk soon.
That's great. Talk soon, Susanna. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it, folks, from us to you. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Zurich, and on to an inspiring International Women's Day. And good night, Australia.